This is my first trip to Kenya. It's a very dynamic country in a lot of respects. An awful lot of livestock production over there, primarily cattle and goats and sheep.
The administrator of USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service, Mike Yost, just back from a trade mission to increase two-way trade with Kenya.
There's 33 to 35 million Kenyans, 7 million of which have cell phones. I found that very interesting statistics. A country that's very pro-American, a country that's interested in engaging in the world economy. So many of these people are so young. They're 35 and younger, and they're so thirsty for knowledge and what should we be doing next, what can we do next. And you really have to tip your hat to people that have, you know, resources are so scarce, capital so scarce, but they're willing to bet everything on new technology and improving their future.
And while he was there, USDA, along with the help of Land O'Lakes, officially got a project to help small dairy farmers underway.
Land O'Lakes is the contractor that's doing this. They're going out and developing a co-op system, very small dairy farmers where they can pool their milk, use 21st century production practices like artificial insemination, making silage so that they have something to feed in the dry season. Also, interestingly enough, they're building small manure digesters and using the methane. They capture the methane, pipe it to their homes, and use it to cook with. People that had 2, 3, 4, 5 cows building these digesters, cooking with it, and they were so proud of it.
Yo said this was just one of several trade and economic incentive missions that will be made to Africa over the next several years. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.